ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Wednesday.
Tis.
And we are excited to be here.
We drove in the snow this morning.
Yeah. That was crazy.
And then the rain.
The west side, it's coming down.
Yeah, snowing like crazy.
It was actually sticking, too.
It was. Not here, though.
I was hoping it was going to head this way. Oh, wait, it's kind of snowing over here. It was kind of slushy. For the next day or so, it's supposed to be like this.
Bow, 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 bow.
Allegedly.
Bow, bow, bow.
So, get up. If you're, I'm going to slowly... No, dude, get up. Trust me, it's going to take you 7 times longer because you know how everybody is when it snows.
Yep, they're crazy.
Everybody was going a solid 17 miles an hour this morning.
It's true.
So if you don't want to be late, I would get up. In fact, today, mostly cloudy, scattered rain, snow showers in the morning. There's going to be some thunderstorms, rain and snow in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Highs in the 40s.
Highs in the 40s.
Yeah.
So it'll melt.
And then Thursday, highs in the lower to mid 40s, and snow again. It's supposed to clear up on Friday.
Clear up.
Allegedly. You know. But anyways.
Allegedly.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Mateo hanging out with you.
Good morning.
We got a great show today. I'm excited. It is a Best of Shock Therapy Live. Our boy Nate, he is on vacation.
He is.
So for the holiday season, we got a few more best ofs for Shock Therapy Live. But we got an all new comics corner.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Woo! Woo! I've got to read.
Okay. Yeah, we got a lot of comics to read. We're going to answer the phone. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Matthew from Albuquerque here.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Nothing. Is it snowing where you are?
It's not. We're up on, it's Coors, right, Judy? We're on Coors right now, approaching Sequoia Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sequoia Road. It's not snowing. It's just raining.
Well, never mind. Never mind.
Excited about the snow today.
Guys, when I called initially, we patched through. I think Doug might have accidentally hit the drop key on the phone because
it must have been an accident. Oh.
Doug accidentally hangs up on a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't worry, guys. Hey, when I first started transferring calls to the school for being a student aide, I accidentally did the same thing.
Oh, like, you used to hang up on
this,
people?
I had this parent on the phone that was very mad. Something was going on. I can't remember what the problem was. But I had to transfer the call to another extension. So I had to transfer... I entered the extension, and before I hit transfer, I think I probably pressed the button that says drop, which is right under the transfer key on our keypad, and it dropped the call, and I'm like, oh my God, did I just hit drop?
Just want to tell you a little bit about my journey, Matthew. This morning, I fixed my hair and then walked up into the snow, and it all kind of fell down. So now what am I supposed to do?
Well, you can try redoing it.
I don't have the stuff to redo it, Matthew. I'm at work now.
Well... Did you use hair gel yesterday morning?
No, it's not hair gel. It's this other stuff. And I took a shower in between those times.
Well, let me tell you this, guys. My hair, I guess that's the other, use hair gel every morning. The hair gel actually accumulates in your hair.
Sounds nasty.
You do that the next morning.
Yeah.
So your hair has hair gel in it the next morning, so you can just use water to comb it down.
Do you ever wash your hair?
Yeah, I do.
What kind of shampoo do you use?
I use, it's called American Crude Gel.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I use that stuff. My barber, Sam, he actually recommended that to me one time when I was in there getting my hair cut. He's like, you know what? This stuff is really good. He had been using this stuff on me, prior to that, for a hair job, recut my hair. He goes, I'm like, okay, so how are you using it? He's like, well, Crude Gel, that was actually good. It actually pulled my hair down. Because in the past, I had a hard time finding a hair gel that would actually work. So I have a callus.
Yep.
So my hair won't stay down right. So this stuff really holds it down.
Amazing. Doug has a gnarly cowlick too, but he shaves his head so we can't see it. Yeah.
Hey, before I forget, guys, you know what today is?
Finals.
Yep. You guys have dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, we do. But we're not going to play
it. Hold on. I'll find it. Hold on.
Yeah, so that's finals.
Say, hold on, say it again, say it again.
Say finals.
Today is finals day, everyone.
No, that's not the right
okay,
one.
Okay, hold on.
No, yeah, I'm still, finals day.
Finals. No,
that's no,
not
it.
Okay, wait. Say it again.
Okay, guys, today is finals.
Aww.
No, that's not it.
Yeah,
no,
it's finals. Sound well, that's sweet.
It's finals
it's
today.
Oh, wait.
Volcano fans.
I think I found it. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, guys, it's finals.
That's definitely
that's
the wrong one.
The wrong
yeah.
One.
Well, that could work. That could work.
What?
That was kind of cool. What was that one called?
That was called Kids. Yeah.
Kids. What?
Kids. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
That one's better.
That's a good one for finals. That's a bunch of people booing. They're saying boo,
yeah.
Boo, finals, boo.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, guys, like I say, today for Volcano, we are operating on an 8A schedule. It is. Finals for your classes.
Found it.
He
one,
found it.
1, 3, 5, and 7. 1, 3, 5, and 7 today. Tomorrow is 2, 4, 5, and 6.
What?
Oh.
Yep. And hey, if you guys know this, if you guys have to make up finals, if you're not going to, you need to call your advisor. It's on the face of your.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really that scary, but
what?
The advisor, you guys have to call your advisor if you guys aren't going today because you need to schedule it with your advisor to go in and fix it.
Why did you make that noise? He's mid-sentence.
I hit the button on accident.
So you guys found the button. I'll take that as a yes.
I think he's messing with you, Matthew.
You lost it.
You've lost it, buddy.
Anyways, guys, say yeah. So if you guys don't call in today, you have to make an appointment to go actually make up your finals on Friday. If you show up, you will have to go to all your classes on Friday.
Oh, man. Matthew, I feel like Steve-O found his new favorite button, and now he doesn't know when to stop.
Don't tell him about Crazy Chicken.
Crazy Chicken.
Don't tell him about that one. That one he used to play it last year. That was so funny.
You mean don't tell him about Crazy Chicken?
Steve-O?
Yeah.
Steve-O, buddy. Hey, lay off the button, okay?
Okay.
Lay off the button, man.
All right, man. I got to press another button. It's a song, and it's a dedication to you, buddy.
Okay, cool, guys. Well, hey, everyone out there, pray for the Volcano students and everyone else taking finals. Lord, help us today. We sure need it.
Sure need it.
This song
Thanks,
is called...
Thanks, guys. Hey, remember, as always,
no,
it's
matter.
Great to be a hawk.
It's great to be a hawk!
Nope,
this song's called Shoulders, because all those kids have a ton of work on their shoulders.
It's the weight of the world, man.
On their shoulders.
Yeah.
You got the weight of the world on the shoulders.
Coming up.
What's wrong?
We got breaking news. We got birthdays. That's like 4 minutes away.
We've got breaking news.
Oh, wait. Oh, I
We've got birthdays.
No, yeah, we do. Dang it. These buttons aren't working.
Oh, man. The button, the button, the button, button, the button, the button, button, the button, the button, button, the button. Nope.
Almost.
So we're going to play one song and then come back and basically do breaking news.
Heck yeah!
All right.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
And confusion's my companion, and despair holds me for ransom. I will feel no fear. I know that you are.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is 6:30, and it's December 17th, 2014. And it's time for breaking news. I would like to personally thank Doug for putting up a picture of me yesterday. The best picture ever taken.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one.
Let's see what the number for the day is. Today's number is 3,075. Wow, that's U.S. dollars spent every second on pornography.
Whoa.
$3,075 every second, Doug. That's crazy. That is shocking.
That is quite shocking.
Let's go to the news. According to a new survey, teens prefer e-cigs over traditional smokes. Kids can't even smoke cigarettes correctly anymore.
No.
What happened?
I don't know.
Leaked Sony emails reveal that executives found James Franco irritating.
Is that really news?
That's the second one. The CDC said each year tanning beds send over 3,000 people to the emergency room. Tanning beds. Some of you people back south, that's going to be really disappointing.
Have you ever?
Nope.
No.
Maybe. I was going to one time, our senior trip, we went to the Bahamas, the Bahamas. And I was going to go to a tanning bed.
So you can get like your base on?
Yeah, so I wouldn't get super sunburned, and I just couldn't do it. I was like, I don't know. I don't want to get in that machine.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Cancer machine.
Couldn't do it. Never have.
Creepy, man.
Never will.
Yeah.
I'll just go sit outside in the sun. Luckily enough for me here in this high desert, I can just go stand out in the sun for 20 minutes and get sunburned. So I don't need a tanning bed.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But you got to get that base, yo.
I'm all about that base.
About that base?
No treble. But I am about Doug being in that room right there. Doug! The CDC says that each year tanning beds send over 3,000 people to the emergency room. That's a hard thing for me to fathom.
Yeah.
They're really, really popular in the South. Because you can go to the South and you'll have a tanning salon, gas station, movie rental place, and a restaurant all in one.
Gosh. It's called Walgreens.
It's like gas station. Most gas stations have a tanning bed salon in there for some
reason.
That's
weird, man.
I don't know why they're in the gas station, and I really don't know why people trust them.
Yeah.
Good grief. Doug, do you want to go get a tan in a tanning bed salon in a gas station in the South in Mississippi? Maybe. Maybe
Hasn't
we can.
There been like multiple horror movies where like it goes awry? Like somebody's like, I'm going to get in this tanning thing. And then it's like, I'm locked in here. I'm dead in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that happened in Final Destination. I know that.
Oh, really?
I know it happened in one of those. Hey, speaking of James Franco, a New York theater has canceled the interview premiere. The move comes after hackers opposed to the comedy about an attempt to kill North Korea's leader said people who see the movie would suffer a bitter fate.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's Pastebin, a website that allows for anonymous posts. Hackers claiming to be the guardians of peace said people who see the Sony movie would suffer a bitter fate. The interview is a comedy about a plot to kill North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. We will clearly show it to you at the very time and places the interview be shown, including the premiere. How bitter fate those who seek fun and terror should be doomed to, the hacking group said. The world will be full of fear. Remember the 11th of September 2001.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. They've told people who live close to movie theaters to keep their distance. And I guess this one theater in New York has said they're not going to do it. They're going to evaluate the threat. It's not crystal clear whether it's a cyber or a physical attack that they're threatening. So they're going to keep trying to figure out what's going on.
Don't Fandango your tickets, man.
Not to the interview. Oh, no. I hope they don't hold out for Redbox. Are they going to attack Redboxes?
Maybe.
Ugh. Also, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, has slaughtered a ton of children over in Pakistan. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
It's sad. It's really, really sad. We need to pray for the families of those kids. Because that's really sad. Or really sad. Killing 145 people total. 132 of those were children. Ridiculous. Pakistan, as a country, has lifted the moratorium on the death penalty after the massacre. That's insane. It's a really, really sad situation. For more information, you can just pretty much look it up and find tons of stuff about it because it's the biggest thing in the news right now. It's very, very sad. A new study finds that men with high testosterone prefer drowning their food in Tabasco sauce. Do you like to do that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we know.
I just did that with hash browns.
That's disgusting.
I'm just saying.
I've never been a huge fan of Tabasco sauce. I don't mind it, but I've never been like, I don't like the taste of it is my thing. I just don't care for it. I used to drink a lot of it when I was a kid, like just straight from the bottle, follow it up with some Pepto.
Blech.
It was great. Not so much anymore. The Pope has decided to open the papal farm to tourists. That's interesting. Doug, do you want to go to the papal farm with me? Okay, we'll go. It'll be fun. A former big oil executive is back in prison after escaping a Texas facility. They put him back. Skype is emulating Star Trek with a new, almost simultaneous translator. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
Have you seen the Skype translator?
No.
It's like magic. That's how I saw a thing about it, and it was like it described it as magic. Because you can speak to somebody in your own language, and Skype will translate what you're saying over the internet. What? What happened?
I had something.
What did you have?
I don't know.
Just say it. Maybe Skype will translate it.
No.
Oh. It was announced that the spinoff of The Walking Dead will be set in Los Angeles. That's going to be a whole different scenario for those cats. They'll all have great tans, though. I know that much. Thus far, 20 NHL players have contracted the mumps. So if you're in the NFL, you're going to get the mumps.
Well, that's fun.
The mumps is no fun.
Is that... That's like the measles.
No, it's mumps and measles.
Oh.
Mumps. I think mumps were bigger than the measles. Measles are little bumps, and I think the mumps were the big bumps. You get them big bumps, you know you got the mumps.
It is Wednesday.
Let's see here. Mumps.
It is Mump Day.
Mump Day. Mumps. Wikipedia. The free encyclopedia. Yeah, look at that giant mump.
Oh, my gosh!
Kid. Yeah. Okay. You kid, yeah. You got those mumps, looking like a crazy person.
Ugh.
You have the mumps out there, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, mumps.
You look like a crazy person. You're
mump
not crazy.
Mump day?
Mump
day.
Ooh, astronomers have found an Earth-like planet twice as large as ours. Let's go make it our home. We could start anew. We could start over. That's like Earth's plan B.
What? I've heard a lot about this whole Plan B thing,
hey,
man.
Did you ever see that movie called Another Earth?
Mm-mm.
Man, it was cool.
I didn't see After Earth either.
I don't know if I saw After Earth. Which one was
that? Will Smith one?
No, I did not see that.
And the other Smith?
You know, sometimes you and I, we're doing this, and we get in little bickering fights. Little arguments here and there. They're not real. They're mostly for show and for entertainment value. But Brad Woodhouse is liberal. And his brother, Dallas Woodhouse, is conservative. And as the pundits went back and forth on C-SPAN Tuesday, they were stopped short by a surprise call. I guess these guys were getting in a shout, or like a fight. One's a liberal, one's a conservative. And then a phone call came in.
Mm-mm.
It was Joy from North Carolina. Joy is Brad and Dallas's mom. She phoned in to disagree with her sons that their political bickering is common in American families. She said, I don't know many families that are fighting at Thanksgiving. I'm hoping you'll have some of this out of your system when you come here for Christmas. I really, really would like a peaceful Christmas. Their mom called in,
mom.
Doug. We love you, Joy. We're glad you called in. That was nice of you. Oh. Every so often, an NFL player or a group of players or even a whole team get together and record a song. Thankfully, it's a rare occurrence, but in 1970, the 26 teams in the NFL recorded a holiday halftime record. 26 different records. The holiday halftime records were the brainchild of a New York native named Mike Tattick, who made his living working in advertising. His specialty was producing a particular style of record, commercial. That was popular in the 60s and 70s. The ones featuring track listings scrolling up the big screens in big yellow letters. He convinced every NFL team to sing Christmas carols. His timing was good. The 1970 season was the first to follow the official merger of the AFL and NFL, and his idea was an easy way to drum up publicity for the new whole league. And I guess there's an NFL version of Frosty the Snowman from the 70s floating around. On the internet, Doug. Maybe you could find that and we could play it later. If anybody cares about it. I don't care about it. Do you care about it? Do you care about it? Oh, no. Every year, a local congregation is left devastated when some alcoholic teenager makes off with the centerpiece of the church's nativity set.
Ugh.
Sweet baby Jesus. But watch out, legions of liquor. You
what?
Ridiculous teenagers. Baby Jesus is plugged into the internet now. That's right. Brickhouse Security is providing GPS trackers for free to any church that needs one for their baby Jesus. They've run the program for years now, but demand for the trackers increases every year as word spreads among affected churches. Here's how it works. First, the trackers are inserted into the baby Jesus with some duct tape and a plastic bag, because most baby Jesuses are hollow. When the manger is rustled, motion sensors awaken baby Jesus, who sends text alerts to the clergy. If baby Jesus escapes a predetermined geofence, another alert tells the pastor that he's on the move. Baby Jesus is on the move.
Baby Jesus is on the move.
Baby Jesus is on the move, Doug. At that point, a minister can pull up a map and either follow in Christ's fast-fading footsteps himself, or he can call the police. This is a free service available for all churches. I think we should dedicate an entire show to this.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah. Does Calvary have a nativity?
Nativity here? No, they got that giant present for the gift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder. What if there was an alcoholic teenager, mm-hmm. like this article said, that stole...
Oh, and like trying to steal it.
Stole,
you can't even get it through the doors.
No, he stole a sweet baby Jesus from another church and put it in a gift box and then put it in here
in the gift.
And then the police came here and they were like, somebody tried to give this church baby Jesus, but they stole it from a different church. What kind of church?
That's so weird to me. Like, of all the things,
it's probably a good thing.
That they're stealing baby Jesus?
No, that they can track them.
No, that's a great thing. It's weird to me that I just can't imagine being the mindset of like, dude, you know what I want to do? Go steal a plastic doll.
It's because these kids are alcoholic teenagers. That's what this article said.
Yeah.
Liquor Legion was another word used to describe this group of people. The Liquor Legion. Sounds like a Flash villain set. Or maybe even Aquaman. The Liquor Legion.
Mm.
They run on a different sort of liquid. Evil. Mervis Diamond Importers is planning a diamond-encrusted Apple Watch that costs more than some cars. $30,150. It's not a real thing yet. The Apple Watch isn't even available for purchase. But the extremely luxurious Apple product is up for pre-order on Mervis's website. It's probably just going to be 5 to 10 limited edition models of these things. So if you've got an extra $30,000 laying around and you want an Apple Watch, maybe that's for you.
Yeah.
Quality Tam just texted me and said that they just got finished at the gym, turned on the radio, and all they heard was, baby Jesus is on the move.
Tam, you are up early.
She's at the gym. She's getting her fitness on.
Y'all are crazy, man.
She's getting a fitness so she can be a better witness.
I didn't realize people got up earlier than they have to.
Yes, most people do.
Weird.
Most people do.
Unbelievable.
Doug does.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's up with that baby 24-7, man.
24-7,
Doug.
Man.
New York is banning pet tattoos and piercing under a state law aimed at curbing the trendy practice of inking or even maiming animals to make a fashion statement. The legislation comes in the wake of controversies over pet owners tattooing or piercing animals and circulating those images on the internets. New York Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal said she introduced the bill in 2011 after hearing about a woman who attempted to sell gothic kittens with piercings down their spines.
Wow,
what an idiot. Gothic kitten? Who wants a gothic kitten?
No one.
People don't trust cats as they are. Why would you want to make a gothic kitten?
Ugh. Some people, man.
No offense to any gothic people out there, but...
No offense.
If I saw a gothic kitten, I wouldn't trust it. If I was in the mall and I saw some gothic kitten walking around Hot Topic, I would be really upset. Maybe that thing's in there to buy a gift or a CD. I don't know what it's doing, but I would get upset.
You mean Hot Talk Cat? I gotta go.
Is that what I mean?
Terrible.
Hot Talk Cat? Everyone. Instead of Hot Topic... Steve-O decided it was Hot Talk Cat.
I didn't get any sleep last night, man.
He didn't sleep, man.
Right?
He don't sleep, Doug. This Joker don't sleep.
Sorry, guys.
Ever blow the whistle on someone at work? In China, a guy's received so many threats after making corruption allegations, and now he's wearing a bulletproof vest to work.
Wow.
That's fear. That's fear.
Gosh, just quit your job, man.
Quit your day job, man.
There's plenty of jobs out there.
Plenty of jobs.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe not in China.
Probably not. Yeah.
Speaking of hot talk cats. Earlier this month, a very hungry Russian cat broke into a fish store and got busy feasting on squid, flounder, and all sorts of other tasty seafood treats. The rather amusing incident was caught on camera by one of the store's customers. The store's owner says that the cat ate and walked all over about $1,000 worth of seafood. Ugh. Following this incident, the cat became quite popular in Russia, and plenty of people offered to adopt it. However, the feline was eventually gifted to an ice hockey club and is now the club's official mascot. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Tim says he's opposed to tattooing a cat because he thinks it's cruel, but he's totally down with injuring a cat all day long. So he feels conflicted in his heart.
Oh, man.
Tim, I think if you would just live with beans for a month, it would change your mind.
It'll change something.
It'll change something.
Is he allergic or Steph allergic?
Tim is allergic.
Tim's allergic.
Tim, okay. It would change his mind because he'd probably be dead.
I was going to say.
See, for Tim, it's a different thing. For Tim, it's a matter of life or death.
Yeah.
He has to decide who lives, the animal or
right.
him.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's got to just be you, man.
What?
And cats don't have a good case.
Everybody's listening this morning.
I know. They decided
Great.
Today was the day. They
Great.
Wanted to hear your hot talk cat joke, which I will not let go of.
I'm going to go take a nap. A cat nap.
No, there's another one, Doug. You stop that right now.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
I hate myself.
Your turn. Whose feline is it anyway? Hey-o!
What does that mean?
Like, whose line is it anyway? Because it was your turn.
Boo.
You got to do, like, traffic. It's
Boo.
Like 6:50.
Let's do traffic.
Oh, okay. That is my go. My go.
Guys, I'm so happy to report that Paseo is just wide open.
Mm.
And it's pretty great.
Wide open spaces.
Dawn and I drove over that thing, and it was awesome. It was fast. Oh, it was so fast. I felt like I was just on the internet. It was so fast.
Yeah.
It was great. But there is one right lane closed due to construction at Paseo in San Pedro. I don't know where that is, but that's fine. Also, there's police activity restrictions. Central Avenue at UNSER. Even as early as now. Police activity. Central Avenue and UNSER. Also, we have road construction. Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And that is all! Watch out for the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's move on to birthdays with our friend, Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Hi.
How are you?
You turn that mic up, Doug.
No.
Turn it up.
No. Cat's got my tongue.
Oh, gosh.
What did he say?
He said the cat's got his tongue.
Ah.
No, I hate myself.
I like that, Doug. I like you.
I like you, too. Today, December 17th, 2014, day 351. There are but 14 days remaining in the year.
But 14 days! That's 2 weeks, Steve-O.
Yep. So get those.
What happened?
Bill is sending me cat jokes, and it's...
Oh.
Bill.
Andrew Lincoln.
Nope.
Norman Reedus.
She's been on such shows as The X-Files, The Majestic, Silent Hill.
Oh, it's Andrea.
Yes.
But I don't know her name. It's the girl that looks like Dawn.
Really?
The blonde
Lori Holden.
Yeah,
Lori
she was in The Majestic. I love that movie.
I never saw it.
Doug, did you see The Majestic?
No.
Everybody was like, dude, it was not as good as The Truman Show because it was like his next serious role. And I was like, oh, well, then
you should watch it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. All
right.
It was moving. Man, I like that movie. It's different than The Truman Show.
She's 39.
40.
She is 45 years old.
Mm.
Dang. Dawn's going to look good when she's 45.
It's none of the big six.
It's no. Gunter.
No.
None of the big six.
No. Nope.
I literally showed everybody the ending of the show yesterday.
Yeah, we watched
cried.
The ending of Friends.
I got off the plane. Dude.
Best. I remember the ending.
Best ending. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Now I'm going to make you watch the ending.
You'll see it today,
we're gonna
Doug.
Cry. No. We're going to cry and just hug Doug.
Okay. He played Frank Jr.
Frank Jr.
Frank Jr.
Which I believe was Phoebe's brother.
Oh, oh. Yeah. Okay. Wait, no. I always get his name mixed up with Benicio del Toro. It's not Benicio del Toro. It's, he was in Ted. He was in, 10 Million Ways to Die in the West. He's,
My Name is Earl.
My Name is Earl. He was in, Contraband with, Mark Wahlberg.
Chris Farley.
It is... Give me the first letter.
Giancarlo.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Yes.
Gosh. God.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Just always throws me off.
It's an interesting name. Founded in 1644, Giovanni Ribisi is a man. The end.
He's 39.
He is 143 years old.
Close. He's 40 years old.
Gosh.
You're right there, Mateo.
Gosh.
I feel like more people are vampires than we know. Don McLean.
No.
Oh, come on.
He is the only actor to appear in all 8 American Pie films.
Jason Biggs.
Nope.
Oh,
he was also in...
It's the dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was in Best of Show.
He was in Armed and Dangerous.
The Ladies Man.
Oh, the ladies' man. Hey, Doug, it's me, the ladies' man. Just,
why can't I think
just
of
rolling up
right
in
now?
Here, gonna ask you some questions. Hey, how do you feel today? Answer.
I'm doing good, Mr. Okay. Ladies' man.
Thank you.
I couldn't take one more step. Eugene Levy.
Eugene.
That's a gosh. I don't remember that. That's
I
very.
Don't know. 64.
62.
68 years old.
Man, you know, man. Hey, man.
Next up, an American actor. He made his film debut, the supporting role of Earl Mott, in the 1986 film's Ruthless People. He went on to be in While You Were Sleeping, Casper, and he played the president in the film Independence Day.
Oh, Jim Pullman.
Bill Pullman.
Yeah, Bill Pullman. Man. House Heroes has a song called Independence Day for a Petty Thief. And whenever we would play it during the middle of the song, in the breakdown, Colin would do the speech from Independence Day.
Yeah.
And it was great.
It was great. It was always great. Bill Pullman is 54. Did you say Spaceballs?
No.
He was in Spaceballs.
He was.
Watched that the other day. Fell asleep. It was great. What'd you say, 54?
Mm-hmm.
51.
61 years old.
Old.
Wow.
Old Bill Pullman.
Next up, he has helped direct such films as There's Something About Mary, Dumb and Dumber,
Fairly.
Kingpin.
Peter Farrelly.
Yes.
Fairly.
Peter Shallow Fairly. Out, Me, Myself, and Irene, Did Stuck you on go, You, Fever Pitch, you Movie 43, as well as several episodes of Seinfeld.
Huh. Aren't they? I thought they were twins. Are they not twins? The Farrelly brothers?
No.
I think they are. Oh,
that's the Wachowskis I was thinking of. Like. Okay. 51.
49.
58 years old.
Wow. Man, no wonder they're not funny anymore. It's like Bill trying to write a movie.
And the final birthday.
Ernie Hudson.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Somebody's already seen it.
No.
Somebody's already seen it.
I haven't.
He just knows it's Ernie Hudson.
I always, anytime the Ghostbusters theme, go back to any of our shows.
Yeah.
Anytime the Ghostbusters theme song comes on, the first person I say is Ernie Hudson. I have no idea why, because Winston actually got the shaft. He was supposed to be an original Ghostbuster in the original script. Like, he thought it was going to be the movie that, like, took his career to new heights. And they cut his part in half.
Oh.
Because, well, according to the interviews, because of the Murray DeBille, like, wanted a prominent role.
Really?
And Peter Venkman had to be the star. And so they had to, they rewrote the script and focused more on him and Sigourney Weaver's love story.
No.
Yeah, Ernie Hudson was supposed to be there from the beginning.
Dang.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That turned out pretty good.
I've seen Ghostbusters. How old is he? 65.
61.
He is 69 years old.
Whoa!
Yeah, man. Think about how old Bill Murray is.
Gosh!
Moving on to dates on this day in what year? The Wright brothers made their first powered and heavier than air flight in the Wright Field at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
1916. 1907. 1903.
My mom says the app's having problems.
No!
On this same year, the United States Air Force closed its study of UFOs, stating that sightings were generated as a result of a mild form of mass hysteria. Individuals who fabricate such reports pretend to perpetuate a hoax or seek publicity, pathological persons, and misidentification of various conventional objects. Little did they know there was a top secret investigation going on called the X-Files.
1954. Yes.
1981.
1969.
The Simpsons.
On this day in what year, The Simpsons debuted on Fox.
Ooh. Ooh. When was it, you? 1992.
I don't know. Man, if my math is correct, I'm going to say 1987.
1989.
Dang it!
That was a good year.
That was a good year. What else happened in 89? Oh, yeah. Batman came out.
Douglas Case came out.
I was in first grade.
And last, on this day in what year, a Boston man was arrested at a hospital after taking two live lobsters from a supermarket tank and stuffing them down his pants.
Wow.
2010. It sounds like a modern mistake.
Nineteen ninety-four.
The number 94. One song for today.
Wait.
1956
was Hound Dog. Okay. This was the number one song. Hound Dog was his first number one hit. You're saying 1956? I'm going to say 1957.
1957 is correct.
Yay! Evo. Ask me the last time I got an Elvis question wrong.
When's the last time you got an Elvis question?
Never!
I bet it was 2 weeks ago.
Never!
It was probably 2 weeks ago,
yep.
Today is Wright Brothers Day. It's Maple Syrup Day. It's the second day of Hanukkah, and it's 6 days until Hanukkah. Festivus.
Happy Hanukkah.
Booyah.
And happy Festivus for the rest of us.
It's Wednesday. We got a great show for you today. I'm excited. Comics Corner. Best of Shock Therapy Live.
I put up a picture of a mug that's shaped like a camel.
I mean, what more do you want, guys?
Yeah, what else can we give you?
It's as good as it gets.
It snowed this morning, and then it turned into rain.
We're going to take a quick break. Coming back, we'll post a question of the day. We'll get into some conversation, you know. We're unpredictable. You just never know what we're going to do.
But are we going to talk about a naked cyclist charged for no helmet?
Okay.
Are we going to talk about a mechanic that hung on to the underside of a truck?
Ooh, like Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about Seth Rogen?
What?
I don't want to talk about Seth Rogen.
I am interested to talk about the interview and how this is affecting everything.
We could do that.
Because honestly, it kind of makes you not want to go to the movies.
No, it makes me want to go more to the movies.
Really?
Because it's an attack on our freedom of speech.
As
an American, I will not let people not tell me to go to the movies.
That's right, Doug. Stand up for your rights.
We are going to get into that one. That's coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No. Static. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear,
we're still goodbye. But it's 3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Maybe you're out driving and the roads are super wet, maybe even snowy. It was snowing earlier this morning when we came to work, and it was beautiful. Guys, it looks like Paseo eastbound right around Coors, especially the ramp from Coors. It's down to about 9 miles an hour. Be really careful out there. Also, we've got police activity closed Central Avenue at Unstrut Boulevard Northwest. Central Avenue at Unstrut Boulevard Northwest, police activity, and that intersection is closed. Also, road construction, Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And we have a, right lane closed due to construction, Paseo del Norte West at San Pedro. I highly recommend the intersection at Paseo and 25. It's great. And you know, they came in on time and under budget.
Which is crazy.
Our friend Cynthia put up a picture from the unveiling or whatever the other night. And she said it came in on time and under budget.
Which is great.
So good job on you guys, transportation people, whatever. Anyway, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-3669.
Whoa.
Kick. Welcome.
Yeah.
To your Wednesday.
Welcome.
Steve-O and Mateo here. It is still lightly raining in Albuquerque.
Yeah, it is.
Or possibly snowing, depending upon where you are. Because, again, west side, it was coming down.
It was, man. It was beautiful.
I loved it. It was actually kind of sticking, too.
It was nice.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to be rocking Comics Corner. Dude, last night you and I had a chance to go see these crazy houses that were super, super done for
so much fun.
Christmas time. They had some of the fanciest lights. There was a house, Doug, there was a house in this neighborhood.
Don put up a picture of it.
Not that one. That one was my favorite.
Yeah.
The one that Don put a picture of.
Woo!
But we go to pick up the kids from the sister-in-law and brother-in-law. And they said, you guys got to go this way, home. We want to show you a house. And so we let the kids drive. Actually, Jack, he's 11. We let him drive. We didn't let him drive.
It's good. It's just like at home, man.
Yeah. So they take us into this neighborhood. And before we got there, they said, tune to 91.1. So we tuned to 91.1. And there was a house on this block that had lights that were tuned to 91.1, the frequency. And so it played Christmas music on your car radio, and the lights, like, raved to the Christmas songs. It was awesome!
They did a little Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Dude! And, like, the lights were like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and, like, the tree was going crazy, and, like, the lawn was lighting up, and it was insane.
It was sequenced. That's over on the west side.
There you go. It was raving.
It was raving.
Rave reviews.
Yeah, I've actually seen a few of those type scenarios. Back east, man. Okay, so the way
I was like bummed because he's like Mississippi kid. So I'm like, I'm going to show this backwoods kid what's up. So we like called you and we're like, hey, get out of bed. Get in your car, follow us. We want to show you something you ain't never seen.
Man, I really thought it was going to be something else.
And you were like, yeah.
I thought it was going to be lights.
A lot of these.
I thought it was going to be lights in a terrible shape or something. Okay. And it was going to be like, yes, yes, yes. It was funny. But anyway, yeah. So back east, that neighborhood that we drove through, that's every neighborhood where I grew up. Like, seriously. At Christmas time in Tupelo, so many. It's like every neighborhood's like, let's go for it.
Bunch of Richies.
I
can't imagine the electric bill. That's the first thing I thought of. Like, the dad. Like the
one house
head of household took over, and that's what I thought of. Yeah,
the one house was crazy.
But I can't fathom.
And there's a neighborhood in Tallahassee where Don's aunt and uncle live, and it's like this huge house. Then they have a big plot of land, and so you start at the end of the driveway, and there's like scenes that go with the music the whole way down the driveway and into like the land and stuff, and you drive around, and then it's like a little park.
I was pissed because my lights look stupid now.
Well, you got to feel sorry for the people that live two doors
down. That's what I was thinking.
And they're like, they have normal lights, and they're just like, gosh, I hate this street.
Well, for one, it's never night there. It's like living in Alaska. It's daylight that whole month.
What do you do? It's like, well, it's still daytime outside. Yeah. It's midnight, and the sun's up. Turn your lights off!
That's the neighbor's house. You can see that house from space, man.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So here's a question. Wasn't going to be the question of the day, but here's a question. Imagine living, like you said, two doors away from that guy. Do you go big? Because it seemed like the house next door to him...
Doug, look at this.
...kind of tried because it was like, oh, man, my neighbor has the loudest house I've ever seen in my life.
If you're in, if you can see the webcam, I'm holding up a picture that Dawn took.
Oh, I was gonna say, didn't you post that?
Dawn did.
Okay.
And you can, it's blurry, but that's that house. It's crazy.
It was insane.
Also, this is my phone. Scooby Doo.
There had to have been a million lights on this house. So my question is, do you like go big or do you go, well, the neighbors got it? Because you know everyone. Well, I mean, last night there was like a line of cars just to drive in this neighborhood, just to see all these houses.
It's pretty cool.
Because there was, you know, a few houses that were done up. Would you go big or would you just be like, eh, screw it. I know I can't match that.
I would. Okay, here's the deal. I would go big. No, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't. I would go big if I knew those people and I was trying to like boost awareness of our neighborhood. There's a neighborhood in Tupelo, Mississippi called Audubon, and that neighborhood is known for its lights, or at least it was when I was a kid. I don't know if it's still the way, and or still that way. And every house, they go for it. Every single house goes for it.
Do you
and
have
at
to, like,
Christmas time, like, we're talking about a line
to
get in.
Fill out an application to,
I don't know,
to live in the neighborhood?
Probably. Well, yeah, it's homeowners. I'm sure you'd...
Right?
They're like, no, this is Audubon, Mississippi. You cannot live here.
It's but like anyway, a 30-minute wait to,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, we're talking about a line. A line to
a
go to
line. Audubon.
Like, you have to time it correctly.
Like, there was a line last night. There was three cars. One of them was like, dude, that's my driveway.
No, it's... And it's all the way through the...
Trying to
and
go home.
You know, it's the whole neighborhood. Every street. Do every street. See every house. They all have lights on them.
See, I will admit that I didn't put up lights a few weeks ago for Thanksgiving when we had break. We put the tree up, but it was like, meh, my neighbors don't care. And then all of a sudden, boop. Boop, 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 boop. And like all these houses in my neighborhood all of a sudden sprung up with lights, and I was like, oh crap.
Now I've got
now
to.
Now I have to. So it was like
again.
Not out of a desire to put up lights, it was because I couldn't let the neighbors' houses be better than mine.
And that's the thing. If you're, it would either be, but I'm not super competitive. I would do it if I knew that all the neighbors were doing it and we were trying to, like, you know, be neighborhood spirit.
Yeah.
Then I would.
That, man, it was funny because you've got that one house that's like the house, and everybody knows that's the house.
Yeah.
And then you got the guy like two doors down who's like, I got like candy canes.
I got a strand.
I got candy canes in my lawn. And it was like, no, that was a good attempt, bro. That was a really good attempt. But you, sir, are no corner house guy. Yeah.
Daniel, quit.
Yeah. So, DJ Bossman Dan just moved here from Idaho. Doesn't understand New Mexico driving. It's lightly snowing right now. Very lightly snowing. It's kind of sticking on the west side. It's definitely not sticking over here.
Or snicking. Yeah.
John snicking.
Lemony snicking.
It's not happening, but just know, go at least 17 miles below the speed limit at this point because everyone else is, and if you are not careful...
Oh, gosh. There's a stalled vehicle, I-25 South at Jefferson.
Man, that the police activity be very... There was an officer-involved shooting early this morning.
I saw it.
Yeah, Angela Brower from Action 7 News. The one that did the little news story on us catching that bear.
Remember
that one time we wrestled that bear to the ground and saved the day? Yeah.
Gosh.
Still follow her on Instagram. I mean, on Twitter. She posted it this morning. They were the first on the scene. And
of course.
I don't know the details more than that. But yeah, steer clear of that area. Was what? Central and Unser? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Police activity going on. Just saying.
And guys, be careful. I don't want this traffic map to light up.
Mm-mm.
I don't want it.
But speaking of lighting up, Christmas lights! Who cares?
Christmas lights. Do you care? Do you put them anywhere?
I felt like a bah humbug for a while, and I put them up. But again, it was only because my neighbors did it. And if you lived... we were in this neighborhood last night. I'm not kidding. There was a house where the lights were, like, set to 91.1, the frequency, and they were jamming Christmas tunes, and the lights would, like, dance to the beat.
Yeah, it was neat.
Static.
I can dance to beats, too.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, Wooly.
I do that often. Not so much when there's this like light white sparky mess, demonic stuff coming down from heaven. I'm not quite sure what to do about it.
This is fantastic.
Hey man, let me tell you,
it is joyous.
It is pretty.
It is
pretty wonderful.
It ain't.
People don't know how to drive.
No, they don't.
A blessing and a curse. That's all.
True. That's true.
Be careful.
I absolutely love it, actually. I just wish, if it was about 5 degrees cold, because right now we're sitting about 34, 35.
Yeah.
If we were 5 degrees colder, all this, everything would be white. Everybody would just be making it snow, not rain, but snow in the White Mist. It'd be wonderful. Oh, man. Are y'all doing okay this morning? I want to hear more about the Christmas lights.
Are you a Christmas lights kind of guy?
I like to observe. I'm not a man who's willing to put my electricity bill on the line.
Right.
That's not a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
See,
but I'll go look at. I am a man's man. I like bright, shiny things. Who doesn't?
Amen. See, I put mine up, and I turn them on when the sun goes down, and then when we're going to bed, I'm like, they're going off, man. And all my neighbors have them all, like, flashing and going crazy. And then when I get up in the morning, it's still really dark outside, and all my neighbors still got all their lights going. And I'm like, man, not this month, B&M. This month I will not be 32% over everybody else's average.
No way. Isn't that ridiculous? Yeah. No, who's, you know what? Everybody needs to go to bed at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Or earlier. I know you all got the earlier, but everybody needs to go to bed at 10 p.m. Then you're going to wake up, you're going to feel better about your life and yourself, and you don't have high electric bills.
Yep.
But we keep these things up all night. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Do you think, here's my question, here's my variable. Do you think that the snow will affect the Christmas lights in Albuquerque?
Meh.
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 Meh. Meh.
I think we're good.
All right. Hey. All of you looked very sharp last night. I have to give you some kudos and props.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I saw Steve-O on the Instagram, and I thought, my little thought in my head was, that's a dapper man. That is a dapper man right there. What that is.
It was a sad day yesterday. Cut all my hair off, but thanks to Square Root Salon and Jordan Blinn, she's awesome. I was just sad.
You looked like you were killing it.
Thanks, buddy.
You need a nice little lumberjack thing coming through. But next time.
Next time, buddy. Next time.
You've got a year, buddy. You've got a year. Hey, I love you guys.
Love you too,
Willie.
Thank you all for
giving love and goodness throughout the snow and the cold season. And you make all of our lives better. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Thanks, buddy. Guy. Willie. We make lives better, apparently.
I just looked for Christmas lights. Something like a picture, Griswold Family Christmas Lights. And like I said, there's an article up on this Google search or whatever, and it's the best neighborhoods in Atlanta for Christmas lights.
Wow.
Check this out. Look.
Whoa!
Look at this.
See, the Griswolds got nothing on Atlanta's, that house we just saw.
So, like, back east, this is a big... Look at that.
Wow.
This is a big thing.
Static!
Good morning.
Good morning.
So my old neighborhood, I lived in it for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever decorated for Christmas.
Aww.
We were like top decorators by putting a wreath on our door.
Wow.
Nobody did anything. And so this year we moved to a new neighborhood and everybody does lights.
What'd you do? Were you like, crap, now we gotta do lights?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, oh, well,
You don't want to be that house. Yeah. See, that's what sucks, because you feel obligated. I went out and spent stupid amounts of money on like... extra extension cords and all these lights, because all my lights are old, and now I got to get the new LED lights.
Yeah,
just so I can participate in my neighborhood, because everybody else is all Christmassy.
Uh huh. Yeah, that was us too.
Ugh.
And now my husband wants to be even bigger next year. He's talking going all out next year.
I feel that. I want to do that. I want the deer in my rocks with like the blue lights. That's like the stream.
Yeah,
I'm doing it.
Do it.
Doing it, guys.
And you're going to crack us and come see, right?
It's totally. Totally.
No.
Maybe not. I don't know. Spanish Tile sucks to try and put lights up for, by the way. Just an FYI. New Mexico roofs. Yeah. It's not as easy. Stucco.
Yeah, really
Spanish
not friendly.
Tile. So, I don't know.
Anyways. So, the question of the day is, are you a Griswold family or are you not?
Or are you a Grinch?
Oh.
Griswold or Grinch?
Griswold or Grinch.
I'm glad you've converted to Griswolds. So, thanks for the call.
I've converted to Griswold.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you so much.
It's amazing. Have a good day, guys.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I'm like somewhere in the middle because I don't feel like I did enough because I got that one tree that's like, well, that tree looks awesome. I really went for it with a tree. But then there's like the lone strand of lights, the lonely strand.
The lonely
strand
of lights.
You know, that's just kind
of
like...
Yeah.
On the house.
Right.
Ugh. I needed to go bigger.
It's a good way to boost neighborhood, like, familiarity and camaraderie.
Or hatred for your neighbors, because you're like,
you're always going to have a Grinch.
Brad put up the icicles.
Oh.
Now I got to go get icicle lights.
You're always going to have that couple that lives next to the Griswolds.
Yeah.
And the tree bursts through the window and kills one of them.
505-338-3700. Static!
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing, dude?
Good. Can't complain, you know.
All right. Well, I actually had a little idea, like, what I did last year was you can go as big as you want, dude. You can, I mean, you don't have to worry about your P&M bill and go as big as you want and just plug it in to your neighbor's outlet.
Yeah,
and then you're completely fine and everything's going to be great.
Maybe you've got an enemy neighbor. That's a good idea.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
No, I did it last year because my neighbor gave me permission. He's like, yeah. He's like, go ahead and plug into there. So I was like, oh, awesome.
Gosh, I wish you'd have said, no, I did it last year because I hated this guy. And I got revenge. It was great.
It's great, dude. It really is. It's good.
Wow.
And then the whole family enjoys Christmas.
You're like, dude, it's Pay It Forward Friday. So my neighbor, he lives the house over. He's forward of me. And so he's going to pay it
forward.
Of my house. I like that.
You guys have a great day.
You too, man. Amazing. 505.
We're going to have to keep, we're going to have to do traffic at 15 and 45 all day today.
Okay, it's crazy.
My buddy Matt just texted me and was like, dude, there's so many accidents.
Of course there is. Yeah. Yeah. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, I can't believe
we
we're
can't
talking
either.
To you.
This is unbelievable.
Unreal.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, been a long time.
Yeah, I'm
fan
a newbie, but I've been listening to you forever, and I just would love to meet you two.
Man,
well, all right.
If you bring money, that's totally cool.
Maybe I'll bring cookies, too.
Money.
We're down with that. Or fudge.
Anyway,
fudge.
I just want you to know I am at 550 and 528 going into Bernalillo. And
parking lot.
The traffic is terrible. I've been going 2 miles an hour for the last 20 minutes.
Ugh.
You see any Christmas lights?
No Christmas lights, but lots of white.
Okay.
Gotcha.
There you go. No lights, but whites.
I just wanted you guys to know it's snowing pretty good here.
Is it?
Wow.
Is that where she's talking about?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking it up on the map. It looks like everybody's down about 10 miles an hour.
Yeah. But anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You guys are amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for entertaining me every morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Should we take a quick look at traffic?
Yeah, let's look at traffic.
It's looking scary and dangerous.
All right.
Let's get rid of my good Christmas music so we can ruin it with this bumper.
Traffico.
All right.
Okay, so there's an accident at Unser and Montaño. This is a stalled vehicle, I-25 South in Jefferson. There is a closed lane at Paseo del Norte West and San Pedro. There's construction Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. I'm being told that Paseo is like driving through a school zone.
Yep.
And there is an accident at 98th and Central. And then our friend that just called in said up 528 and wherever in Bernalillo is a parking lot. So everybody, pay attention to what you're doing. Just feel free to laugh with us. And if you feel so inclined, drop off some Christmas presents here at the studio for me.
You know what? Last night was really rad. We had our staff Christmas party, and I thought the gift card thing was pretty ingenious.
Yeah, it was ingenious.
That was a lot of fun, right? So last night we had our staff Christmas party, and the super awesome people up top were like, hey, you know what would be fun to get people to mingle? Let's get everybody gift cards, but not everybody got the same gift card. So we all had gift cards to different places, and it became this amazing, like, Walking Dead barter system.
It was pretty cool. Three people were seriously injured.
Seriously injured, mostly because I opened mine, and it was to Michaels, and I was like, well, first of all, I'm a dude.
You got Michaels, bro?
I don't know how to...
Hey, you got Michaels?
I don't know how to sew. I don't do beadwork. What am I going to do with the Michaels
gift
card?
Dude, I don't know, man. You need to get in on that beadwork.
Oddly enough, I immediately tried to seek out all of the females, because apparently I'm sexist, and was like, women, you guys like sewing?
You guys like beadwork?
And I traded a dude, actually.
He said, hey, man, I
learned so much at the staff Christmas party.
I love making friendship bracelets.
It really was a fantastic idea.
Now,
I really enjoyed that.
Then you had people who learned the life hack. notably Dawn, she was like, what people are forgetting is that a lot of these places, for instance, I got one to Walgreens. She was like, a lot of these places have little kiosks where you can get other gift cards to other stores. So why don't you just take your gift card and swap it for another gift card to somewhere you...
Yeah, but then you're not mingling with people.
Yeah, but why mingle when you're not Kris Kringle? You've got it figured out.
No, that was...
Why mingle
that, hey,
when
Doug,
it would just stingle?
That beat Hot Top Cat, right?
No, it like, didn't.
That was...
No, thank you, Doug. Hot Top Cat.
That was in the 6 o'clock hour. If you missed that, you just got to go back and listen to the podcast, guys. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. If you ever miss any part of the show, you can download it. We give it to you for free every day.
We upload it
all
so you can download it.
All 4 hours of stupidity.
We have a lot of good stupidity.
We really do.
It's quality.
Talking about the Griswolds.
Oh, my gosh.
Whether you're a Griswold.
Fantastic idea.
Or a Grinch.
I put up a picture of a camel mug earlier for Hump Day. And this person says, when the mug's not being used, you could store it right next to the wise men in your nativity set. Like, that is ingenious.
Amazing. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. Last night, Teo and I took a little stroll through a neighborhood.
We did.
Just me and him. We were like, hey.
It was cold. We held hands. We had hot cocoa.
You want to go look at life?
I mean, we had hand warmers.
Yeah.
It was romantic. You want to say that again?
Stupid. We took our wives and my children. We drove around, and I'm not gonna lie, I was so mad at you last night.
What?
I'm serious. Because we pulled you and Dawn like out of bed basically, because we were like, hey! I've seen something you've never seen, it's the coolest thing in the world. And they're like, I've seen that so many times.
And you were mad at me.
I was so mad at you.
Oh, okay.
You ruined it. You should have lied to me. You know, when a friend's like, hey, you could just go, wow, man, that's fantastic.
Let's do a different scenario. Hey, Matt, have you ever seen a light show that's linked up with the radio station on a house? Yeah, a lot of people back east have those. Okay, cool. Well, you guys stay in bed. We're going to go check it out. Let's do that scenario next time.
But it was... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you, bro.
And
trust
now you
me.
Don't have to be mad at me anymore. There's some freedom for you, buddy.
Oh, man. It was cool. I felt like a child because I'd just never seen a house that was tuned to a radio frequency that was like bumping Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
John thought it was going to be a dead animal.
Are
because
you
the
serious?
Way Chrissy described it, like you at least told me it was a house.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was going to be some weird light configuration. Don, Chrissy just said it was the most amazing, horrible thing she had ever seen.
What?
Or the lamest. She said something like the dumbest thing. She was like, you've got to see it. It's the weirdest, dumbest, like, the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
So Don immediately
Don
went to
thought it was going
to
be some
carcass?
Kind of crazy dead animal.
Amazing.
And we both pulled up and we were like, oh.
Oh, man, yeah. These guys need to get out more. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys, it would be a catastrophe if you were not the catalyst of my morning.
Oh, yeah.
My
God. I love you, pool boy.
Now, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You win.
Wow, the snow's coming down hard.
I
right
know,
now.
Guys. It's
Is it snowing,
snowing
down
in
Las Cruces? You guys
oh,
being so
dude,
close
no,
to
dude,
the equator?
I'm wearing a T-shirt.
It's crazy, man.
I'm wearing a T-shirt.
Love it. I love it. Enjoy that
yeah.
equator weather.
Yeah, it's nice out here. It's really nice out here. But, yeah, speaking
it.
Of the lights, I got about 4 strands of lights, and that's about it, and it looks great.
Did you do it out of obligation or out of love for Christmas lights?
I did it because my wife made me.
Yep, there you go. Obligation. Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it personally. I'd put up my tree. I like decorating the inside of my house.
Yep.
I love doing the knickknacks and the this and that, the little towns.
The
give a dog a bone.
Yeah, but I hate doing the outside.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
Right,
it's
guys.
Hard in New Mexico. It's so hard because we got these crazy stucco Spanish tile houses.
That does make it harder.
And it makes
oh,
it
yeah.
so
and check
difficult.
This out. We do my boss's house, and his house, it takes us 3 days to do it.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
And
yeah.
he goes all out. I'm talking the 15-foot nutcracker balloon with the light, the 8-foot snowman. He's got, like, penguins. He's got LED train.
Too much.
I mean, He's got, I swear to you, I went with him about 4 years ago shopping one time for Christmas, and he already had a bunch of crap. And he spent over $700.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. We went to every freaking store that sells lights. This is just a one-time deal. You know what he says this year, which is kind of cool? He says, this is the last year we're decorating. You guys can have all the lights when I'm with, after
this
year.
There you go.
That's cool.
There you go.
No, it's not cool because I told my wife like an idiot. So now next year she thinks we're going to freaking go all out with it. I'm not going to be on the dang roof.
That's on you.
Stupid.
That's
on you. I know
it's
my fault. I know.
You did it, man. You did it.
You did it.
All right, man. I did. I screwed up. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Later.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. I made that mistake as well.
Yep.
Going through the garage and realizing, we have so many more Christmas lights than I originally thought. Where can we put these? All right.
Man, it's so much easier when you just don't do this stuff.
Yeah,
you just go, oh, no.
Well, my neighborhood's like, last year, my neighborhood, nobody.
Nobody.
I don't know what happened. Within the year.
New people.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like moving into my neighborhood because last year there was nothing. There was maybe like the one house in the corner. It was like, let's pretend like that guy's the odd one.
Oh, that guy's sweet.
And
look
now
at that.
This year it's like odd if you don't have lights up because everybody's participating.
You're not in the spirit. You're not in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, but is it in the spirit if you got it all decked out of obligation?
Yes.
Oh.
It's called Christmas.
Oh.
Most things we do at Christmas are out of obligation. What are you talking about? Well, all of a sudden, lights isn't out of obligation. The Christmas tree isn't out of obligation. Getting presents for people you barely know isn't out of obligation. What happened? What is your Christmas?
Touche. Oh, man. Yep. Chime in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 338-3700, the phone number. Speaking of Christmas, we're going to get into some Christmas jams.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that. Coming up, we got Comics Corner in the 8 o'clock hour. In the meantime, some 7-Day Jesus. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good grief. So according to our sources, the roads are fine, but according to this map, not true.
Yeah. So the roads are fine. The people on them are not.
Accident left lanes blocked. Highway 550, 45 south at the river. That's way up in Bernalillo.
Yeah.
But that's probably why our caller called in earlier. The accident finally showed up. Also, accident Unser and Montaño. There's a stalled vehicle, I-25 south at Jefferson, and that is definitely backing up traffic around the brand new Paseo intersection. And on the eastern side of that, the right lane's closed, Paseo del Norte west at San Pedro. Also, we have an accident, 98th Street north at Central, construction Rio Bravo Boulevard, and Isleta Boulevard southwest, around where Coors and 40 intersect, 40 eastbound is kind of stacked up. And we've also got snow, I-40 between Cedillo Hill. Is that Cedillo or Cedillo?
Cedillo.
Cedillo Hill and Highway 14, exit 175 east over in the mountains. Snow, slow going. Be careful if you are coming in from the mountains or heading out that way. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Coffee shop. They were rocking some yummy turnovers this morning.
Yeah.
Check them out. 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is Wednesday.
Yeah, and you know what that means.
It's 8 o'clock hour.
That's right.
It's our favorite segment.
It is. This is called Cooking Corner. Yeah. We're going to talk about recipes. Recipes. Christmas time. Recipes. Christmas time. Brownies.
Yeah.
We'll talk about comics.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's cool.
I got confused.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Hey, it's Cookie Corner. And
gingerbread
really
cookies. Mistletoe cookies.
Gross.
Mistletoe cookies.
Comics
Corner.
Let's do it.
If somebody hung up some mistletoe cookies, would you kiss under them or eat them?
You get crumbs in your hair.
Okay, so mistletoe cookies.
Yeah.
You share the cookie.
Okay.
And then, depending on how it tastes, that's if you figure out if the kiss is going to happen or not.
I did it all for the cookie.
Oh.
The mistletoe cookie.
That mistletoe cookie. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. It is Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, right here in Albuquerque. AstroZombies.com or 232-7800, the phone number. Speaking of Astro Zombies, Mitch and I will be out there next week teaming up with Comics Cause, local 501c3 nonprofit.
Oh, yeah. What day is that?
Monday.
Okay, because we need to tell Max because he wasn't sure yesterday. And I was okay. I think it's Tuesday, so... Definitely.
Oh, Maximilian.
Definitely gonna tell Max.
Yeah. We'll be out there hanging. Yeah.
Eggnog! Christmas cookies!
It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, it is. Did you get any of the dessert last night at the Christmas party?
I did.
It was good.
Yeah?
I had a fantastic pumpkin pie. You didn't get pumpkin pie, did you?
It's my favorite. I have no idea why
you
I didn't
went with
just
the
stick
chocolate
with my fame. Yeah.
That chocolate, that giant chocolate smush. Ugh.
The chocolate and the raspberry and the caramel and everything that was on it was like really, really good. But in between, the actual cake part was kind of dry.
Nah.
So I was like, dang it.
Dang it.
Dang it. Why didn't I not get the pumpkin pie?
You know, though, the pumpkin pie, it wasn't the best. It wasn't like a homemade.
No, stop it. You're just trying to fake me out. Trying to make me feel better.
Oh, man.
Don't you lie to me.
No, you should feel dumb for not getting it.
Oh.
That's for sure.
Okay.
But... it wasn't the best one ever.
Okay. It's good to know. It is Comics Corner, our weekly segment where we talk nothing but comics. Mm. Comics and comic movie news and comic TV news and
video games.
We just got an update on the Suicide Squad film, for those who don't know. Suicide Squad, a DC comic property. It's based upon a team of villains who... basically have nothing left to live for because they're in prison for life.
Prison for life. Prison.
Because they're super villains.
Prison.
And the government gives them a top secret job to go out on, like, suicide missions to save humanity, to
missions,
be good guys.
Missions.
Dude, it's looking crazy. Jared Leto was cast as the Joker. We got Harley Quinn in there. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Don't you look at that!
I have to.
Oh.
I'm going to read it in a minute anyway.
Oh.
But this will be good
on,
because we didn't get Fantastic Four.
Come on, man.
Come
no,
on,
just...
man.
So I'm so glad I didn't see that earlier.
Yeah.
There's a big old Cap spoiler.
Oh.
So we found out Amanda Waller has been cast.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Speaking of superhero news, Tim Burton.
Yeah.
He came out this week and said he is sick of Marvel.
Oh!
And their formula.
How could he do this?
He wants a happy superhero. I don't even know what that means. He said, quote, Marvel, they have their thing, and there's a certain formula to it, which seems to still be working. But how many times can you say, you're wearing a funny costume with the tights and stuff that's been going on for 20 years now? Yes, we all know that superheroes are damaged individuals. Maybe we need to see a happy superhero.
I think we need to wait for Ant-Man.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with that.
Well, and then, but here's the thing. Everybody's got damage. Tim Burton's going to tell me he doesn't want to watch a damaged person movie? Are you Tim Burton?
Tim Burton
said
Michael
that.
Michael Keaton's Batman.
Edward Scissorhands.
That's
Willy
weird.
Wonka and the Chocolate
last
Factory.
Night.
Oh, that's a great Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. He says that Michael Keaton's Batman, whereas he wasn't a cheery individual, was a ton happier than any present superhero today. He says, I remember Batman getting so much flack and criticism at the time for being too dark, and now 20 to 30 years later, it looks like a lighthearted romp. It's such a strange thing to go through.
I'm sorry. I know everybody likes Tim Burton, but I think he's a little deluded.
I love Tim Burton.
Yeah, but that's stupid. If that movie's still dark, if you don't think that's dark, watch Batman Returns.
Yeah, that
one's the other
dark.
One that he did.
But man, I definitely hear what he's saying, because even the Joker and all of his egotistical badness... Jack Nicholson was nowhere near as dark and terrifying as Heath Ledger.
True.
That was just dreadful.
True.
In fact, not to just seg into comics, but this week there were three different Batman comics. And I'll tell you, one of them involves the Joker. He's on the cover, his new look, if you will. And by the end of it, I was like, sheesh.
Really?
I don't remember the Joker like this. Batman was Michael Keaton to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was Michael Keaton, and Jack Nicholson was a Joker, and I know I'm going to piss everybody off,
say
but
it.
I like that one better than The Dark Knight.
How could you say that? Aren't you an American?
I saw it at the movie theater. I was a little kid, and I loved it. Yeah. Shut up, Doug. You don't even know. You were born in the 2000s.
Man,
get out of here.
Doug, you throw that. You stand up for your rights, Doug.
You don't even know. So now it's like, I hear what Tim Burton's saying because Batman 37 released this week, and it's Scott Snyder's Endgame. Mm. It's like, the Joker's been building up to this, and dude...
Yeah, I'm gonna read that one
soon. Was so dark. It was so gnarly. It was so intense. Like, it was up there with like... A Walking Dead or one of those like really intense comic
really?
Books that I'm not super into because
I'm
it was like, dang,
about that.
Scott Snyder can go dark.
Yeah.
And I just felt it's definitely for
mature
audiences. I don't get it. I hear what he's saying in a sense that everybody kind of has to be dark right now. I kind of feel like Batman Begins and The Dark Knight kind of started that super dark brooding comic movie thing.
Brooding.
But then you look at like Guardians of the Galaxy. They all had their faults and their traumas, but it was hilarious
was
and I loved every second of it.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty happy.
I'd say it was more emotional than it was dark.
Yeah.
You know? I'll say this. Amazing Spider-Man 2 was a dark movie.
Yeah.
Lots of death in that movie.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody at the Christmas party last night. Now I'm just totally blanked. Who had just seen it finally.
Really?
Yesterday.
What'd they think?
Lots of tears.
Yeah.
Thought it was incredible.
But to
Who
be honest,
talking to,
to be honest, that is one of Peter Parker's pivotal moments.
And that's what I said. Dude, comic books. It was in the comics and it was... But way better than the Tobey Maguire movies was the first thing that was stated.
And what makes me sad about all the Spider-Man stuff is now that they've done that, because they actually did that very well. That scene that we are referencing, the saddest scene... They did that very, very well. Mark Webb did a great job with that scene. It was poetic, it was beautiful, and it was just, like, devastating. And that's exactly what it should have been. So now, now it's kind of like, well, where do you go from there?
Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
We'll see how dark that one is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be.
You know they're filming another, or supposedly they're filming another Batman origin, like where Bruce's parents get shot.
Again?
I think that there's one thing, or no, you know what? There's three things that every American knows. Every American knows that George Washington was our first president.
Uh-huh.
Every American knows that our country is super in debt. And every American knows that Bruce Wayne's parents were shot by a burglar. And that's why he's Batman.
Which comes into play in Batman issue 37. I'm serious. It comes into play in the latest issue of Batman. I'm not going to say anything more than that. If you're a Batman fan, I'd be curious to know people's thoughts and comments. I immediately thought of our boy, Seamus.
Really?
James Ryman, huge Joker fan. And I'm curious because this Joker is dark.
Woo.
I mean, it's like, dang, dude. It's gnarly. Speaking of dark, a lot of stuff going on right now in the Batman universe. Batman and Robin 37 coming out. It is Robin Rises Part 5. For those that have been following Comics Corner or just comics in general, Damian Wayne was killed.
Yes.
That's Bruce Wayne's son. He was Robin. And Dad's like, there's nothing I won't do to save my son. So he is literally going through hell to save his son because Apocalypse, the planet that Darkseid is on, is essentially like...
It's basically hell.
Yeah. And so he's there. This is the penultimate confrontation, Darkseid versus Batman. And I gotta be honest, it was awesome and difficult to take because it's not Superman versus Darkseid.
It's Batman.
It's Batman, this human, who happened to build this amazing, like, hell-proof suit. But it was like, come on.
You know what? The thing about Batman that everybody loves is that he's human. That's what everybody can connect with.
He's basically facing
a human,
god.
Bro. He's a human. Then he's got to lose. That's my opinion. He's got to lose at some point. I haven't read this yet.
I will say, this issue is incredible.
Okay.
All the Batman stuff
like
happening right now, I think you're really going to enjoy what's happening in DC
like
with these characters. It seems like they're putting all their money in Batman. I don't know. Yeah, we found out this week that... Swamp Thing's getting canceled.
Oh, Steve-O! Play the Sad Eyes music. Transfer to Sad Eyes.
Okay, look, guys.
Hold. Hold.
I told my wife yesterday, and she was like, oh. And I'm like, you don't understand.
Do you get what's happening
to
me?
Do you even know me?
Do you know who I am?
We've been married 12 years, and you still don't know that I love Swamp Thing?
How do you not know who Swamp Thing is? I just spent $60,000 on this model of Swamp Thing.
Yeah, guys, they just released a new list of comics being canceled in March. Among them, Swamp Thing is coming to an end. Issue 40 will be the final issue of Swamp Thing.
That is your favorite comic book.
And apparently not a lot of people read it.
Yeah, it's been... We did a little research and... Well, DC has this new thing that's happening called Convergence. So they're totally taking advantage of what's happening.
He's going to have a Convergence story.
He is going to have a Convergence story, but his title, Swamp Thing, will be canceled.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to like read Justice League Dark now, because he's a member of that team. Unless they like totally kill him in issue 40 so that they can like...
I don't think they'll kill him because supposedly that Justice League Dark movie is happening.
Yeah.
So he's got to be around, and you can look forward to that. Because if he's pivotal in that movie, then I'm sure a new Swamp Thing series will come out.
Listen to me, humans. If you love something, you gotta support it. Because if you don't, in March, it goes away.
It's true. And it's not just DC. It's Marvel, too. Marvel's canceling Nightcrawler. They're canceling X-Force. They're canceling quite a few titles.
I'm just saying, guys. Red Lanterns, Green Lantern's New Guardians is being canceled. Green Lantern Corps is being canceled. What else? Batwoman. There's a huge list of comics being canceled in March. So, none sadder than Swamp Thing. None sadder for me.
It's true.
Because it's seriously my book.
He loves that book, guys.
I love Swamp Thing, guys.
I listened to it. I listened to him explain it. Okay, Marvel cancellations. All new Ghost Rider, which probably sucked.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler, which wasn't that great.
Meh.
All new Invaders, who cares?
Meh.
And X-Force.
Which is funny, because I should care, but they've done such a terrible job with everything that I don't care. I don't care, X-Force. So, I'm part of the reason X-Force is getting canceled. I'm the lifer X-Force guy
who
said, this book is terrible. I'm not going to support it. Anyways.
It's okay.
Here's the thing, though. All those books are canceling. It's like issue 12, issue 15, issue 12, issue 40, Swamp Thing!
40. But the writer signed an exclusive deal with Marvel.
Charles Soule, he's going over to Marvel exclusively.
Exclusively. He's been doing a lot of work for Marvel.
Issue 40 was already going to be his final issue of Swamp Thing. But guys, favorite thing is terrible. So yeah, Swamp Thing's coming to an end. Speaking of an ending, Robin Rises. It's, like I said, the penultimate issue. Batman versus Darkseid. For essentially the death life of his son.
Boom, boom, that's all I'm going to say.
And it super pays off for everybody who's been following.
Nice.
Absolutely fantastic. Okay.
I'm excited about that then.
You know what I want to play?
Yes.
Creepy music.
I didn't know that that's what you wanted
I
to play.
I wanted to play creepy music, and here's why. We got to talk about this.
I thought it was going to be the theme song to Friends.
Have you noticed how sometimes in comics they get these stories pseudo-accurate?
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, crap, this could happen. Oh. Enter the Justice League, issue 37.
Okay.
It's issue 2 of the Amazovirus.
Ooh.
And in the midst of Ebola and all this crazy stuff, it's not like supervillains and crazy. It's, hey, the CDC had this virus, right?
Yeah.
And it was under lock and key. And we just recently read, like, oh, they still have Ebola and Spanish flu and all these crazy things under lock and key. Because it's like, well, you never know in case we need to create a vaccine. So we've got all these, like, terrifying will-kill-you-death things just hanging out in Atlanta at the CDC. So Justice League basically is what happens when one of those busts out. There's this virus. It's going to kill everybody. People are like getting knocked off in droves. It's like Ebola times a gajillion.
Okay.
And even the superheroes are susceptible to the virus.
Oh.
It's actually a really good read.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay, that sounds good. They set it up pretty well.
They set it up really well, but what's terrifying is it's just kind of like going along with headlines of the last 6 months. So it's like, I don't like you, real life.
What's happening here?
It's too real world. The point of reading comics is like that escapism. None of that in D.C. right now. It's so real.
So real. Gosh, we're so obsessed with everything. Everything's being so real.
Well, maybe that's what Tim Burton's talking about with wanting a happy superhero. Maybe everything is just too real. And it's like, what happened to, like, escapism? What happened to, like, wanting to just sit down for a couple hours and enjoy a hobbit trying to get a ring and, like, save the day and kill a dragon?
I totally understand what he's saying. It's just the fact that it's Tim Burton telling me that.
Right.
I want to say, what are you talking about?
See, I don't think his movies are dark. I just think they're weird. They're, like, quirky.
Well, my thing is, it's like, oh, did you have a day where you sat down and watched all of your movies in a row, and now you want to be like the rest of us and just be freaking happy for once? Every Tim Burton movie, I know they're not all dark, but they are all weird.
They're weird.
And you want to watch a movie that you can escape to after you watch all of his movies.
I'm the weirdo that loves his movies, though, because I super prefer his Batman. I also super prefer his Charlie and the Chocolate Factory over Gene Wilder.
See, I'm,
I do.
I like the
but
I got too much nostalgia.
I'm also the guy that owns every Roald Dahl book ever.
Yeah.
And that movie is way closer to the book.
Closer to the book.
It was great. Mm-hmm. So if you're a fan of the book, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
There's a book?
I'm kidding. There's two, actually.
There's two books?
Yeah, sorry. There's two. I was hoping that Tim Burton would do a sequel, but he didn't. All you purists out there.
All you purists. Okay, so that's DC.
That was DC.
Let's jump in.
So much Marvel.
A lot of Marvel this week. Let's see. We had Moon Knight, number 10. Spider-Woman, number 2. Scarlet Spiders, number 2. Both of these comics tying into the Spider-Verse scenario going on all throughout Spider-Man. Really enjoyed both of these books, especially Scarlet Spiders. Man, they're hopping around to different universes and trying to deal with these people called the Inheritors, which are the ones who feast on the spider essence. Listen to me. I'm a nerd. Spider essence. Who needs deodorant at this point? Let me live in a basement by myself. Anyway, these comics were... It was an interesting read. Also, Guardians of the Galaxy, number 22. A little bit of a fun idea for you. Rocket Raccoon gets the Venom symbiote.
Ooh!
This is part 2 of Planet of the Symbiotes. Awesome. And then... here's the funny thing for me, guys. I get this book called Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel is Carol Danvers. She was like a Air Force something. And probably a captain, thinking about it. And she got the powers of Captain Marvel. You just got to think about things before you talk, guys. That's all you got to do. It's a one-step plan. Get rich quick. That's all I got to do.
Oh, that was amazing.
Anyway, she's been around for a long, long time. Captain Marvel was a dude first. And then the powers got transferred to this lady. She was Miss Marvel, and then she's full-on Captain Marvel now. And I get this book every month. And I'll be danged if it's not one of my favorite things that I read.
You really do always come back and go, dude.
The writer on this book is so good! Last issue, or 2 issues ago, I can't remember. I can't remember a lot. The snow, man, it's got me going. Anyway... Captain Marvel was on this planet where they all spoke in rhyme, and the whole issue was like a song, a giant song. And so you know me being me. I loved it. Yeah. I was like, oh, how are they going to rhyme that word? Rhymes. But anyway, they referenced that briefly in this issue. And then the issue, she at the end of that last issue, she received these letters from her friends from back on Earth. And it's Spider-Woman, and it's Iron Patriot, which we know from the Iron Man movies. It's this little girl, and it's her assistant. And I guess the little girl is the assistant's...
She has an assistant?
...daughter or something like that. Yeah, it's her friend that's kind of keeping everything at home straight for while she's out in space for a while. And
superheroes, even superheroes, need assistants.
It's true.
Personal assistants.
Personal assistants.
You don't think about that. You go off in space, you're fighting aliens. Who's going to pay your mortgage?
Who's going to vacuum the house?
Right. Who's going to feed your cat?
Yes.
Unless you take it to space.
Oh...
Captain Marvel.
Right. She took it to space. Anyway, in this issue, and it's also the 100th appearance of Captain Marvel in her own issue, comic,
cool.
or whatever.
Yeah.
So it says 100 up in the corner. This isn't issue 100 of this series. It's like number 10. But anyway, it's her 100th appearance in a solo comic book, which usually happens in a couple of years or something. But for her, it's taken like 40 years.
Right.
Because she's a girl.
That should tell you something.
Feminism! Anyway, she gets these letters, and these letters are from different perspectives from different people, and they all tell a narrative. And I really appreciate the writer in this book, because they come, whoever it is, they're coming up with original ways to carry this long story through these short little stories. And that's one of the reasons I love comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all love these huge crossovers like Spider-Verse, where this issue springs directly into this issue and this issue and causes these two tie-ins, and that's a and I love that. But you really, you get to the meat of the thing when you have single issue stories that just showcase the character,
yep,
what they stand for, and why. And in this issue, you it's all about friendship, and she starts missing her friends back at home. And it leads into a Christmas issue, which I'm a sucker for.
Right.
Which will be the next issue. And I don't know. I really, really enjoyed the writer, the themes that, that the writer brings up in this book, and the way that they convey that. It's original, and it's interesting, and I really like it. And you see what's really important to her. She's out taking care of all this crazy business in space, trying to be Captain Marvel, but then she gets these letters from home, and it's like, you know, it brings the real world. Because how often in life do we treat other people like they're characters in our story?
Right.
And then something happens and we remember, oh crap, those are real people with their own stories, and mm-hmm, they're not a character in my movie. That's a person.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happens in this issue. And so I really like reading it. It's about a lady and her cat in space. And I'm a loser, but I love it.
Dude, speaking of awesome character development and stories, Miles Morales, The Ultimate Spider-Man, one of my favorite comics of the week. We've been covering it, well, ever since its inception, really. Miles Morales, yes, Peter Parker, not Spider-Man in this world. It's another little dude, little kid named Miles Morales. And his dad hates superheroes, like has always hated superheroes. And it totally came to a head like a year ago. Hey, I'm Spider-Man. And his dad was like, out. Never gonna see you again.
Yeah.
Superhero, you ruined my life. Your mom's dead because of superheroes.
And we kind of knew
why
his dad had such a knee-jerk reaction.
Or at least we thought.
Yeah, in this issue, you find out way more.
So the last issue ends with basically his dad saying, hi, son, showing up, and it's like, we need to talk.
And he's been gone.
He's been gone this whole time. This entire issue is set from the perspective of his father telling a story, and the character development and the story that is told is absolutely incredible.
Mm.
Because imagine coming to the time where you realize your son is old enough to hear about your past.
Oh.
We're all going to have that someday when we share our story, when we tell of our past, and it's something that's traumatic or damaging or something that we just wanted to keep hidden. And when we finally, quote-unquote, confess it, and the writing in this issue is incredible because it's very human, if you will, and you feel the weight of what's being told, and the way that it is written, I don't want to ruin anything, the way that it is written is amazing.
Okay.
And so, I really, really loved this comic book because the entirety of the issue is a dad and a son on a park bench and a dad telling a son his story.
That's cool.
And it's fantastic.
I'm telling you guys, it's those little stories.
Yeah.
Those are the most meaningful ones in comic books. You can have these grand sweeping story arcs with these huge revelations and
the Marvel Universe has changed forever.
Right. And then next month, again!
Crazy bad guys and crazy this. And really, it's like, I'm a sucker for father-son stories.
It's true.
All new Captain America 2 releases today. It's Sam Wilson, the Falcon. He is now Captain America. Steve Rogers is old and can't do it. Blah, blah, blah. Lots of crazy, nerdy comic book stuff. But now Sam Wilson has taken over. And I'm telling you, if you're new to comics and you're wanting to get into something, this is one of the top of my list as far as excellent writing. The art is amazing. And issue 2 of All New Captain America, we know that Sam Wilson, the Falcon's dad, was a preacher. Instilled these amazing morals in him. He wanted to become a hero. You find out a little bit more about his father and why Sam Wilson became the Falcon and why he has this such high calling to save people, to help others. And it's, again, a father-son, and it's a fascinating, fascinating story. There's some crazy things that happen in here that are going to change everything forever!
Forever!
But it was fantastic. I couldn't recommend a book more right now than Captain America. All New Captain America is so great because it has nothing to do with crossovers.
Nice.
It's just a great story.
Speaking of crossovers, also is coming out this week. Avengers X-Men Axis number 8. We found out some huge stuff last week about Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, and that is continued in this issue. So if you're into that, check it out.
Yeah, make sure you check it out. A lot of stuff going on. Man, there's a lot of books this week. So many Spider-Man books. It seemed like Batman and Spider-Man just kind of took over everything. Imagine that. The two properties that are making the most money right now.
Yeah.
Have 17 books. All new X-Men came out this week. It was issue 34. The all new X-Men are in Miles Morales' universe.
Hey-o!
So it's another Spider-Man story with Miles Morales. It doesn't have to do with Spider-Verse, but it's still Miles Morales. It's actually fantastic.
It's a good story.
Yeah, dude.
It's Bendis, right?
Yeah, so Brian Michael Bendis, my absolute favorite writer.
He's a writer.
He does good.
Also, this week, Wonder Woman number 37. Oh, we didn't get that one.
I'll go get it.
I forgot about that one. Teen Titans number 5. Sandman Overture number 4. Multiversity Thunderworld. We've been covering Multiversity, but honestly, it's so confusing we decided to give it up.
Yeah.
Batman Superman number 17. Gosh, there's so many comics out this
so
week.
So many this week. It was a huge week, which was weird because at the comic shop, Max was saying, it's a light week.
It's a light week. And we were like, what are you talking about? Also, Marvel, you got Fantastic Four number 14, Inhuman number 10. Where'd it go?
I was really excited about this. Cyclops Volume 1. I've been talking a lot about Cyclops.
Yes.
Volume 1 came out. I believe it's the first 5 or 6 issues of the comic. So if you were interested in getting into comics or a new comic book, Cyclops has been a great story about the kid version, the 16-year-old Cyclops, hanging out with his dad in space. Because his dad's a space pirate. And who doesn't want to go out in space and venture and do crazy things like swashbuckle?
I know I don't. I'm terrified of space.
With your space pirate dad? I mean, come on. We've all had those dreams. Am I right?
Yeah. No.
So that's out this week.
Also, Wayward, number 5. You got that scary book, Witches, number 3, out from Image.
Mm.
Image puts out more
terrifying things.
They put out more like storybook, spooky.
You would think
not
so. And then you read Batman 37. I'm telling you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
guys, I can't wait to read that. I'm so excited. Also, I'm really excited about these gingerbread cookies that I'm planning on telling you guys how you can make
them. This isn't Cooking Corner. It's Comics Corner. Stop
Welcome
it.
To Cooking Corner. Listen, all you need is about a cup of flour, and you need some molasses. You're going to need some sprinkles. You'll need the hair of a dead bison.
Potatoes and molasses?
You're going to need, let's see, what else you going to need? Some sugar. You're going to need milk. You're going to need 14 eggs for your proteins. And you're going to need some green food coloring.
Wow.
Hope you guys have enjoyed Cooking Corner this this day.
Wait, could you give me that recipe just one more?
Sure. All right. You're going to need some flour, like half a cup of flour, 14 eggs. You're going to need the hair of a dead bison. You're going to need 3/4 cup molasses. You're going to need some cream of oregano.
What?
You're going to need some green food coloring, sprinkles, some illegally acquired goat milk.
Stop it. Oh, man. We didn't even tell last night's goat milk story.
Well, here. You know what we should do? We should fade out of Comics Corner and play our outro.
Oh, man. It's already time.
We'll tell the goat cheese story.
Yeah.
We want to leave you guys with an encouraging story about goat cheese.
And how you should always sniff things at Christmas parties before you ingest them.
Now, what happened was there was
a potato bar, basically.
A potato bar. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Mitch thought she was getting a lot of
feta
cheese.
Because it kind of looked crumbly like feta.
It kind of looked like feta.
Right?
So she piled that stuff onto her potato.
And then she went, oh, this isn't feta, it's butter. And I was like, what? This is perfect. I was just kneading butter for my roll. My dinner roll. Thank you, Michelle. You are actually my hero now.
Yeah.
And I spread so... I love butter. I spread so much butter
so
on this
roll.
So
much butter. And to which I replied, guys, this is just like a family reunion in Mississippi. It's just a competition to see who gets the most just butter.
It's great. And so I just jammed so much butter on this roll and put the whole thing in my mouth and realized instantaneously I made a gross error, as did Michelle. She thought it was feta. Turns out it was butter. Also turns out it was neither.
It was goat cheese.
It was goat cheese, guys. And I had a roll full of goat cheese.
And he loves goat cheese.
In my mouth. Funny story, when I was a kid, I went on a field trip in like third grade and had to milk a goat and drank goat milk and ate goat ice cream and threw up goat cheese.
What is goat ice cream?
It's like ice cream made with goat milk.
That's wonderful.
It's disgusting.
It's wonderful.
And so I hate goat cheese. last night we're at this really fancy formal attire dinner party.
Well, semi-formal.
I didn't know where to put said goat cheese. I had this ball of goat cheese in my mouth that wasn't butter.
Yeah.
And we had really nice cloth napkins that I couldn't just go blah, blah, with that into said napkin.
It was fun, man. Last night was crazy. It was crazy all around. There's a dude that works here that dresses to the nines every day.
Every day.
And then last night was
three-piece suit.
It was a formal party. You know when it says semi-formal, everybody's going to say, well, what, do I just not wear my jacket?
Right.
I'm going to wear my jacket. It's cold outside.
We both wore really nice suits.
Wore suits, ties, everything. Doug had a really nice sweater on.
It was great.
But our boy that wears really nice clothes
every day
to
wears
work,
a three-piece suit.
Just normal day. Well, he came dressed semi-formally.
Yeah.
And I think it threw everybody in the party off.
I was expecting him to just have the suit.
Yeah, like the one. Like the most fashionable person we've ever met.
Yeah.
And then it was like, what?
But if you look at the situation, he was right because he said, well, it says semi-formal.
And so,
he took the semi-formal seriously.
To you, buddy, we salute you.
Oh, you are the best.
You are the best.
Amazing.
Keeping us on our toes, keeping us guessing every day.
Every day.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you missed any part of Team Awesome Morning Party, download the podcast, mystaticradio.com/mornings. It's there for your listening pleasure. That is it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up tomorrow, man, Theology Thursday. Other Thursday things.
Lots of Thursday stuff.
Just Thursday,
dreary,
man.
Dreary, wet. Snowy Thursday.
Aspen Project / Project Zoe. Got some good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Is it supposed to snow tomorrow?
It's supposed to. Wednesday and Thursday are the two cold days.
And we're having Theology Thursday.
Yeah.
We think.
Doing it.
We'll do it.
That's it for us. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.